Let's talk about a topic we haven't, I think, ever spoken about before on the program, certainly not for a long time, for the health of your hand, and speak to a hand therapist and physiotherapist, Karen Fitt. Karen, thanks for your time and lovely to catch up with you.
Thank you for having me, Peter.
You're with Melbourne Hand Rehab. Tell us a bit about the work that you do.
I'd love to. So at Melbourne Hand Rehab, we are hand therapists. So we're physios and occupational therapists, and we've got extra training in treating people with hand conditions and hand injuries. And so it's just a special area for allied health. And we take special care of people who have got problems with their hands.
And when you talk about hand injuries, from what is there like a more common reason why people might have hand injuries?
Well, this time of year we see a lot of gardening-related hand conditions. Particularly, I mean, in Melbourne today, it's a glorious day, and this is just exactly the kind of weather people get outside and they get going in the garden and overdo it and end up with some exacerbation or some aggravation of their hand injuries. But normally we see sports injuries, musicians' injuries, little operations, big operations, anything at all to do with the hand is what we see, yeah.
The musicians is interesting, isn't it? Because I guess, people who do it for fun, that's obviously a serious issue. But for people who do it professionally, that can be, impacting upon their careers and impacting upon their ability to earn.
Well, that's exactly right. So musicians' injuries are a very special area in hand therapy because it's even more than the ability to earn. But because for musicians really playing, it's almost the reason for being for a lot of people, not just professional, but also recreational musicians. It's so much more than just an activity. And it's such an amazingly complex thing to do, to play beautiful music. It's artistic, it's creative. There's a physical element to it. There's a psychological element, social elements. It's a very complex an important part of people's lives. And so that has actually become a very important area of treatment at Melbourne Hand Rehab because it's so specialised. There's so many little nuances that you need to understand to get a great successful outcome. Because, you know, no one ever really wants to stop being a musician. It's the kind of thing that lasts a lifetime, isn't it? You never give up unless you have to. So our aim is to not have anyone give up their music.
It's a great point you make, and of course October is Mental Health Awareness Month, so as you say, with the benefits that can come from playing either for fun or for professional reasons, that's another reason to make sure your hands are in good shape. What about some tips or what about some things that we can do to, I guess, particularly prevent injuries or make sure that our hands are in the best condition they can be in?
Yeah, so nobody wants to have to stop their gardening or their music or their sport because of a hand injury. So prevention is always the very best approach. And with musicians, I would say that probably the most important thing is to pay attention to any symptoms early. You'll get plenty of warnings if you're doing something not quite right that's going to cause problems. And so with musicians, I would probably just ask people to be mindful of any niggles that come on or discomfort whilst playing or after playing, and that's the time to seek out some help to avoid it from getting any worse. Now, in the garden, I've listed off about 8 things in
I've
the blog.
Yes, I've seen this list. It's very good.
Yeah. I think the main one is honestly just don't overdo it. Try not to go out and go all day. And in terms of the probably one of the worst things we see, the main one to avoid is spider bites and thorn incursions. They can really seem simple injuries, but they can really cause very nasty infections. And so gloves are a very good start.
And I guess it can prevent other things as well, gloves, can't they? I mean, they're obviously, in the garden in particular, I guess you're just a little bit protected from other things that might happen as well.
Yes, some people don't really like wearing gloves. They find it reduces their fine motor skills. But certainly for weeding and for scooping up the rubbish to go and put it into the garbage where your hands are, you know, in amongst the garden refuse, that's where a spider can easily bite you. And so for those, perhaps you just use your gloves for occasions when you really need them. Certainly when you're using the secateurs or the loppers, you could get away without the gloves. But certainly for holding branches and putting all the rubbish in the bin, that's a time when you really need protection.
Well, some of our listeners might be blind or have low vision, so they might not see a spider. But I guess even for people who can see, they can be pretty sneaky, can't they? You can be bitten before you sort of know it, if you know what I mean. So to have a bit of protection is probably a good idea.
Yes, it's there, you know, that you often don't see it, but you feel it. Find out about it later.
I was going to say, and sometimes it can take a little bit of time for, I guess, the ill effects to kick in as well. Maybe when it first happens, I felt that, but then it might be a little time later that you realise that, maybe things are a bit more serious than might have otherwise been the case.
Yes, that's right. It comes on a few hours or even sometimes a day later, you start getting a red area. So gloves make a great Christmas present, or, you know, if you don't, not happy with your gloves, go and get a new pair. You know, that might help a little bit as well. There's really good ones out there.
What about to the sort of area that might be for people after surgery? Can an organisation like Melbourne Hand Rehab...
It's a good point. You know, hand therapy as a special area for physios and OTs really came about through hand surgery, because hand surgery became a specialty area for plastic surgeons and orthopaedic surgeons. So those surgeons went on and did extra training in microsurgery and, you know, specialty hand surgery, and they needed allied health to take care of, they needed hand therapists to take care of their patients. And so that's really the birth of hand therapy. So these days in a hand therapy clinic like ours, we would see people from all walks of life, GPs, other physios, people self-refer themselves to come and see us. But certainly it all started with the hand surgeons sending their patients to hand therapists for the post-operative care that they need to take care of all the delicate surgery that's happened to repair. I mean, it's a pretty complicated machine, the hand, if you think about it. It's like a Swiss watch in there. There's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, and interesting, because off your website, I mean, in terms of the number of bones and muscles and tendons, etc., there's a lot in there, as you say, isn't it? It's not a very big area, but a lot of moving parts in it.
Yes, it is really very complicated, which is why it's so interesting for us. I mean, obviously, we love talking to people and we love helping people. And the thing about hand therapy as a special area is that it's incredibly interesting. You just never know it all. I mean, I've been doing hand therapy for 30 years now, and I still am learning new things, and it's still incredibly interesting for me. There's always new developments and, you know, new discoveries anatomically. And, you know, people find new and interesting ways of hurting themselves all the time.
Yeah, that's a good point. What about as far as arthritis goes? I guess, I know we've learned over the years that it's not just older people that can have arthritis, but that would be a common thing for people visiting you as well.
Arthritis is something that we see a lot of, and we really love seeing our arthritis patients. And the reason is that there's actually just so much that we can do to help people with arthritis. Generally speaking, a lot of people would think that there's no cure for arthritis. And whilst that is true in large part, there is a lot that can be done to reduce the symptoms and to make life and activities and all the things you want to do very manageable and enjoyable, as long as you just do it the right way. So we see younger people with arthritis, but mostly it's people in the more mature years, shall we say. And, you know, we can certainly help with symptoms in the garden, and certainly with a lot of activities. A lot of understanding and prevention helps a lot. For example, with secateurs, make sure that you don't have a pair of secateurs that open too widely. That really does upset the thumb. and, you know, lots of little tips and tricks like that to avoid aggravating your wrist and hand arthritis when you are out in the garden.
You mentioned this time of the year, a lot more people are getting out in the garden and maybe going it too hard and injuring themselves. Is there a sort of a seasonal component to the work that you do? Is arthritis maybe, you know, a bit more prominent during winter than, say, during the warmer months?
Yes. Yes, it is. We do have a lot of people that come in all year round for their arthritis, so you can aggravate it. At Christmas, there's a lot of baking-related aggravation of hand arthritis. And during winter, though, in the colder months, that is generally a time when people feel their hand arthritis more. And, you know, we recommend using gloves and heat packs and those kind of things to help relieve the pain that can come through with arthritis. Strengthening your hands and learning to use your hands in a more neutral position, avoiding the extremes of movement, they're the basics of hand arthritis. You really want to have good, strong, supporting muscles, and you want to use your hands and your wrist in good neutral postures. So that's what we teach people, and that's what really helps them.
Well, we're speaking to you from the Melbourne Hand Rehab Centre. So are there similar organisations in other states?
Yes, so we've got hand therapists all around Australia. So an accredited hand therapist is someone like me that's been doing hand therapy for a while. You need to demonstrate a certain number of years of hand therapy practice. You need to do a lot of ongoing study and personal study as well as formal courses and mentoring. And then you achieve the title, okay, so to speak, of accredited hand therapist. And there's a full list on our website, the Australian Hand Therapy Association. So there's a full list on the website. And so no matter where you are in Australia, you can find a hand therapist who can really take care of you and your hands.
As you say, you know, coming from either a physiotherapist, an occupational therapist point of view, and I mean, that's a, you know, fully fledged university course, isn't it? So mm-hmm. You know, the people you're dealing with are very much professional. It's not someone who, you know, just doing this as a bit of a side business, is it? It's obviously people who are very much specialising in that area, having come from a physiotherapist or occupational therapist background as well.
Yes, that's right. So underneath it all, we are either a physiotherapist or an occupational therapist, and then we've done all of that ongoing training. So we are a very passionate group about hand therapy, and, you know, you can really find that you can speak to someone who's got the real knowledge there and get in touch with people through the association, because, you know, it is a complicated area and it's just such an important part of life, isn't it?
It certainly is. And it's good to have confidence to know that the people that you're working with you are professional in their training as well, because that obviously gives you a lot of confidence and trust in what they're advising, which is very, very important. Karen, yeah. Just give us those details again. So if people want to find out more, you're in Melbourne at the Melbourne Hand Rehab Centre, but if people want to find out more in other parts of Australia?
So it's www.ahta.com.au. So it's the Australian Hand Therapy Association.
All right, we'll put those details up on our Facebook page and email list as well. Karen, lovely to talk to you. It's a very interesting topic, and particularly for people in Melbourne, the lockdown ease a little bit, but no excuse for not getting out into the garden or playing your musical instrument. So it's good to have our hands in good shape.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Peter, and lovely to speak with you.
Yeah, it's Karen Fitt there. Karen is, which is an accredited hand therapist, also a physiotherapist, and the director for the Melbourne Hand Rehab Centre. This is Focal Point here on Vision Australia Radio, 1197 AM in Adelaide and across the Vision Australia Radio Network. It's always good fun.